Hi, I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO here at Western Health. Welcome to the COVID catch-ups. These are sessions where I get to catch up with small groups of staff from across Western Health in a slightly different way to normal. We ask some questions, we have some fun, answer some questions, and hopefully just have a good conversation. So welcome to another COVID catch-up. I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO of Western Health, and we've got the PPE team with us today. So Kylie.
Hello.
Andrew.
Hello.
And Alex.
Hi.
Welcome. The format for today is a bit of a conversation, so we'll see where it takes us. I'll ask you a few questions. If you're feeling brave, you can throw some back. And we'll generally hopefully have a bit of fun. It's nothing to be worried about or anxious looking. And hopefully, you know, no one will fall off a chair and give us a comic moment or three. I'd like to start by saying a huge thank you for the great work that you guys have been doing. And looking around the nameplates, you've all been redeployed from other operational areas to support the PPE distribution and work. And it's been really important to protect our staff and our patients. So a huge thank you. I'm sure we'll get into the conversation. It's not been all sweetness and light, and I'm sure it's been pretty challenging at times. So, you know, thank you for continuing to come to work and support your colleagues and our patients. It's really appreciated. And it's been a particularly interesting time for the organization and for you guys, I'm sure. So say thank you for that. Part of the day really is to find out, you know, what it's been like for you. And it has been a rather interesting, you know, few months. We're starting to come out the other side a little bit now. So it'd be interesting to get some of your reflections on that as well. But Andrew, we'll start with you, a redeployed physiotherapist into the PPE team. How has that impacted on your role and what has it meant for you across the last couple of months in terms of what have you been doing as against what you would normally do?
Obviously, normally my role in CBR physiotherapist, I've worked there for probably the best part of 7 or 8 years in a part-time basis. So now being redeployed into the PPE team. It's been a very big change. Used to having client contacts and treating people one-on-one, and now working in a sort of a new team that's been put together.
Logistics,
storeman,
handyman,
so dispenser installer.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's been a really big change and one that I've actually really enjoyed.
You even look surprised saying that. You sounded a bit surprised too.
It's been good. I've enjoyed it. It's been nice. I've seen lots of, different parts of the hospital and met lots of different people along the way. So it's actually been quite quite the challenge, but also very enjoyable at times.
Cool. And how about yourself, Kylie?
Well, I normally work for Snap, so this is a big change. So one change is we're doing longer shifts and we're working a 7-day roster. So normally we're Monday to Friday. So that's been interesting, a little bit of juggling around with family and whatnot and schooling and homeschooling and all that.
Sounding like me, I'm really relieved to not be doing homeschooling.
Oh, absolutely. What a challenge. just seeing a whole different side of, getting to know everyone and getting to know all the wards, what each area, is about, what their needs are, keeping track of, their usage of PPE and also getting lots of questions. Some, if we can't answer, we certainly direct them to get the right answers. But it's really been an eye-opener, and certainly getting to know this building, JK, which we don't often come to.
No, and not that many older people in the
JK. No, every so often there's a referral, but it's a whole new role.
And has it been enjoyable? Has it been fun, or has it been just
hard work? It's been nice to have a change. It was very challenging initially to start. Uh-huh. But once we got our processes sorted, we understand what the usage was, we knew exactly where to go, who to go to. We've got it down pat now. So it's, everyone knows us too.
Okay, very popular team, I'm sure.
Yes.
Some days.
Yeah, depends. Most days.
As long as you're giving things out.
Yeah.
So Alex, team manager of Snap.
Yep.
Team manager of all things PPE. Bit of interesting transition, I'm sure. So how's it been for you to take a team of relative strangers in terms of a working environment sense and multidisciplinary and, put together a very clearly well-functioning, PPE team?
I guess I had the benefit of having some very dynamic staff who were prepared to do some very strange things on different days. one of the first days being unpacking pallets in their normal nursing gear, not really dressed for the occasion, but anyway, we got there. But it's certainly, like Kylie, we've learnt so many things. I've learnt so many things about the way the hospital operates, about PPE, obviously, but about stores and supply and procurement, and about the location and layout of every basement in every site of all of our hospitals.
And we have a few basements,
and
I know.
We have a few basements. I tell you, I've been in places I didn't know existed. But, it's, you know, it's been very interesting, and I guess for a lot of our team who tend to be more experienced clinicians who've been at Western, a lot of them for a long time, they've sort of relished the challenge. And I think given the state of play in, you know, Victoria and the world with healthcare being under such demand, it's kind of been good to be busy. So
yes.
I think that's been one of the benefits is we haven't had time to think. We've just had to do.
Yeah.
We've just had to work out ways to do things. So that's been a welcome challenge.
And I guess, as you say, that sort of sense of social connection and teamwork and stuff have probably been quite helpful. And, you know, Andrew, what do you reckon? I mean, I say it could have been, you know, redeployed to non-clinical duties at home, you know, potentially supporting folk in a different way. So do you think it's been beneficial to be still part of a team on site? Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it. It's been great working in this team.
Yeah.
And same, having been employed at Western Health for probably the best part of a decade, in the last 6 to 8 weeks, I've seen so many different parts of the hospital and met so many different people. Yeah, so in that regard, it's been very enjoyable.
Well, I suppose it's created kind of a whole new network of folk that you now know that you never knew were out there. And services probably that we never even know they're out there, never mind basements.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, and dealing with, like I've dealt with engineering and I've dealt with environmental services, so we've had lots of interaction with lots of different people, different areas.
Okay. And Carly, what do you reckon? I mean, you don't have to share them, but I'm assuming you've had some really challenging times and, as you say, been in charge of dishing out PPE and taking requests. Have you got some of those that stick in the memory that you'd like to share, humorous or otherwise?
Well, I think probably just the initial when we came on board and just the geography, like knowing who needs it, when they need it, and, you know, you're getting phone call after phone call after phone call. We need this now. We've run out of this. We need this. We need this. And it was just so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're like, oh, God, I need to have a drink. I need a cup of tea. And you just, it was really overwhelming. And it was like, how are we ever going to get on top of this?
Yeah.
You know, we had some, you know, some assistance with other people that were helping us through this, but we really needed to just get the equipment to the people. And I think once people start to understand what they needed to use, as opposed to having all the anxieties about not knowing exactly what they should be wearing for each different circumstance, that sort of probably took a good week to really get on top of that. But working with the team that we have, you really do support each other. But you do get interesting questions that you just, you know, sometimes you just sort of deep breathe and and then other times it brings up a whole new issue that you think, wow, that's, you know, we need to actually get a bit more information on that. So lots of little challenges. Each day is a bit different, but we're very confident now with what we're doing and what the needs are and the requirements. And
And did that, Alex, take a little bit of time to work through kind of, what the needs were and how much stuff people were using and what they really needed as against what they would like to have or needed to have? And, has that sort of settled down now?
Yeah, I mean, initially it was a bit like toilet paper. Everyone wanted to hoard everything in case, you know, it couldn't come through. And for a while there, it was a bit frightening when you saw how low our stock was getting. But we're, you know, it was never unsafe, and the guys were really good at coming up with some systems. But we essentially took this on from the stores and supplies team, who had never really had to keep track of this kind of stuff because there was just a steady supply. And so we had to put in systems and spreadsheets after spreadsheet after spreadsheet to try and get our head around what was going on. And, you know, now we've got a daily graph of what's coming in and what's going out, and it's a bit more seamless. But yeah, it was certainly a challenge at the beginning to come up with those processes.
I bet from scratch probably as well, as you say, because I guess no one had a sense of how much PPE they would generally use because it was
no one kept track of it. And tell you, when you look at some of the numbers sometimes, you think, geez.
Yeah.
But that's just what happens. This is a big health service. And you look at, for the guys that's working at Sunshine, they've got 65 delivery points, I think, around the net, around this site alone.
And so, as you say, a lot of different challenges in terms of who needs PPE for general clinical work.
It's all different. You know, and then we'll get a delivery of bottles that don't fit in the right bracket, and you think, right, creatively, how are we going to dish these out to the areas that don't have that bracket and this bracket, until you learn a lot about brackets, don't you, Andrew?
Yes.
More than you can know about, I guess, based on that one. You got a handy screwdriver in the pocket and some bolt cutters.
He has got a bunch of screws in his pocket.
Yeah.
He's one I destroyed earlier. So he swapped. And, you know, you generally seem like you're having good fun doing the job, and it's been, you know, a bit in all these sessions, the sort of camaraderie amongst teams and colleagues really sort of shines to the fore. So what do you do to kind of keep yourself on a lighter side? Because you say it's been pretty tough at times. You've invented whole new systems from scratch. You know, you're at a point where, you know, on certain occasions you're kind of going, up, we've got to ration some of this possibly. We want to get the right place to keep staff as safe as possible in the high-risk areas. Have you managed to get some, you know, levity or humour into the team? And you know, what are some of the memorable moments that stick out for that? I'm going to ask Andrew first because he looks pained. Although Kylie could have a good answer because she's sniggering away merrily.
I'm just saying, I'm nurse's humour.
You won't ask any more.
Andrew
is a non-nurse of physio. Yeah. What do you reckon?
As a non-nurse,
Are you being humoured by us?
I've been humoured by what has been a predominantly female team. And what's impressed me at times is the colourful language.
It would make sailors run for the door.
Yeah, correct, yes. But it's been good. It's been good. Very funny at times.
Very light. We're very supportive of each other.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. There's some fairly funny we have a WhatsApp group that we use to communicate because there's lots of different ways that we receive requests. Yeah. So to make sure everyone knows what's being dished out, we've got a WhatsApp group that we use.
Yeah.
And there are some very funny photos and videos of staff in different situations, including a photo of Andrew standing in a room full of garbage bins right in the middle, like stuck in the middle of the days that we had to deliver garbage bins and assemble garbage bins. So that was a good day.
There you go. We won't ask for these photos. That's slightly incriminating.
No.
Although you could put them together as a TikTok video. It seems to be apt of the moment.
Oh, there's some good videos too, unpacking pallets.
I suppose you had to learn how to do that, which is probably pretty tricky.
We did. Someone did ask me, well, have you got a pallet jack? And I was like, no, I don't have a pallet jack. Why would I have a pallet jack
to move
in
pallets.
The office?
Well, Alex, well, why not?
Oh, I need one. Can we have one?
I'm sure Labby will sort you one out if you really need one.
He probably would, and it'd be delivered tomorrow, and then I'd have to work out where to keep it.
Yeah. So, and I guess, you know, that sense of humour pervades. I guess it does help build the team and the camaraderie. So how do you do it, Alex? Yeah, the notional team manager of a scratch team thrown together. How did you kind of, you know, invent stuff on the fly but continue to pull the team together to be as strong a unit as it is?
I'm not sure. I mean, I was probably lucky that a lot of the initial staff who were redeployed were from my team. So they knew me and they get my sense of humour, which, you know, sometimes you got to laugh or you'll cry because some of the things I have been told, I can't believe I'm doing this, Alex. I'm like, I know. But, you know, we'll just get it done.
Get on with it. Yeah.
Just get it done.
Yeah.
I think it's just keeping everyone connected, having a good sense of humour, making sure they're all feeling as involved as possible. Yeah. Sometimes I walk into the office and they look at me like, what are you going to ask us to do now?
What's today's task?
I'm like, sorry I have to tell you this, but, you know, whatever it is, X, Y, and Z.
Okay. Andrew, have you gone with the support from the organisation? Do you feel as though, you know, Western Health has supported you? You know, we've moved you around, you've volunteered to go into the logistics and PPE world, a whole different space entirely. A skill set you probably never thought you'd need to know anything about. But has the organisation been supporting you and meeting those needs and things? Is that sort of felt good or indifferent? Or
no, it's been good on my behalf. Yeah, I felt supported along the way and certainly, again, been in a very good supportive team.
Yeah.
So across the board, I've had no issue.
Cool. Kylie?
Absolutely. And also, like Alex, as our manager, you know, there's flexibility. We've all got our own special circumstances, and Alex works us around that, so it all fits nicely. And you know, very approachable, and everyone else has been very supportive. So,
and have you used the wellness hubs? I've had not had time for those.
I have.
They have.
I went down to have a look at it and had a massage, and beautiful atmosphere. Yeah.
So have they been positive? Because a lot of people have commented on the fact, and I've seen the emails from people saying they've been really good, and people think they're great. So
it's as soon as you walk into that environment, it's a totally different atmosphere, and it's just peaceful. And even if you go in there for 5 minutes, I think it's therapeutic. So
yeah, so it recharges the batteries irrespective of the time.
It does. Yeah, you can just have time out.
Mm.
Yeah.
So use your imagination. You're going to go forward in time 6 months. Hopefully you're no longer in the PPE squad. You've gone back to sort of clinical roles. What's the one thing you'd want to keep that, you know, you've learned or done as part of the new skills that you've developed that you think actually it'd be great to keep that, whatever that, you know, thing is? What would it be, Kylie?
I guess having that interaction with a whole different lot of areas is really good to have those relationships formed. And I think it'll probably help us in our role anyway, getting to know more people. But I think for me, I guess having the longer shifts, I mean, it's been a lot easier for me for my personal it's been enjoyable. It's not too taxing. I'm lucky I'm able to work some weekends without any issues. So it hasn't disrupted personal life too much. So those things, in the future, if that was an option, that would be something that I would be keen for.
Okay.
Andrew,
how about yourself? You're back in the world of CBR, but what would you think? I'd love to preserve that when I go back to clinical work.
I've probably found very similar to Kylie, with three children, the idea of like the longer days, and then perhaps in lieu of that having maybe like a 4-day week, or if it'll work a longer day or weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's certainly been something that, you know, used to normally being the 8 till 4:30.
Yeah.
So for me, that would certainly be something that I'd be keen on exploring.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess, you know, in CBR, community-based rehab, in a sense, clients can come in at any time, and therefore some evening sessions might actually be quite popular.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, okay. Alex, how about yourself?
That's interesting feedback. I'll take that on notice about the shift times. I guess one thing I've thought is, having worked here for quite a while, having this opportunity, albeit, you know, under weird circumstances, to go and do something completely different with the knowledge that I will at some point go back to my job is actually really invigorating in a lot of ways. So I think there's probably a group of staff, you know, quite familiar with the network and their role, who could be used, you know, for short-term redeployment to do something else. And logistics is certainly not something that I thought I would be doing. However, I've learnt a lot, and I've met a lot of people and made a lot of really useful connections that are actually helping me with some of the other hats that I'm wearing at the moment. If I need to call engineering, I know who to call. If I need to call environmental services
I have a whole new contact list,
and it's very useful. So I think, and just a whole lot of new skills that you can apply back to your other role. So I think, you know, for people to have that opportunity to move around a bit more rather than being.
So how do you think we make use of that? Because I've been saying this to a few different groups across the last couple of years around, you know, you put your hand up for projects, we can look out and find you, and we can give you projects to do. And I think, as Kylie said or Andrew said, Western Health's a big organisation, so we can always find someone else that's hungry to learn something different. But very few people actually put their hands up.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not.
You know, we've had a pandemic. It's forced the issue a wee bit. But how do we kind of, you know, not have to have a pandemic to get people to kind of, you know, like you said, you've learned a whole new, very useful set of skills and interesting contacts and stuff, but you probably wouldn't have done that if there wasn't a pandemic, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would have looked if there were opportunities, but it's hard to imagine this kind of opportunity having come up, obviously. I wonder whether they're...
You'd be surprised all the projects that Western Health's doing.
Yeah. I wonder whether there's opportunities for more staff sort of in similar roles to swap and change more or rotate more, because that gives you that opportunity to learn something.
Yeah.
And then...
And I guess, as you say, if it's a safe space where you know it's for X period of time, whether that be 6 months, 3 months, whatever it is, then you can sort of plan and think, yeah, actually, that's fine. I'm happy to take a bit of a jump on that one.
Yeah, that would be one suggestion, I suppose. I mean, it's similar to, junior clinical staff get rotated around so they learn the organisation. Why not rotate more senior staff or managers around so they learn the organisation? That would be my thought, I guess. It's been really good.
Yeah. Okay. So, you've literally got the ear of the CEO. You're not in your normal clinical roles, but, when you go back or now, you've found a whole new world out there. What's, something that you think, if only Western Health could change that or fix that or do that, it would be better, different. Yeah, what would it be?
Well, we were discussing it before, but I'm sure someone – this isn't that controversial. and I'm sure people have said it to you, but the visiting hours – Not having a bunch of visitors on the wards early in the mornings or, I feel like that allows the clinicians in with more opportunity. It's a bit more structured, so if you're going to be telling your family you need to meet with them, it's going to be at set times rather than them setting the expectation.
Okay.
What I'm hearing from my clinical team. I'm not the first to say that.
No, indeed.
The nurses seem much more calm. Having the less amount of people on the ward, it's not as hectic, just a bit more controlled. And
I guess it's that challenge that we always have around how do you balance the need for patients to interact with their loved ones as against the clinical team.
Yeah, it's tricky, very tricky.
And I know from other groups they've mentioned, the FaceTime and iPads and things for people to contact. And is that something that you've come across and thought, in the Snap world, we could do that differently? Or
certainly for meetings, if I don't have to go across campus for meetings anymore because of Zoom, that'll be a great thing that comes out of this.
I think many people have said, we don't have to travel. Sure. Even we haven't got to fly interstate anymore. We can do all this by video conferencing. Okay. How about anything else then? Nothing else that jumps to mind, Carly or Andrew, You don't have to have anything. It might all be perfect and rosy. And you'll leave the room and kick. He's like, funny I'd have said that.
We'll email you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Plenty do. But, okay. I'm conscious of time. Have you got any questions for me? Have you thought of any? You got fair warning.
We get questions all the time. Mm-hmm. One question in particular. How long is this PPE going to go on? When can we go back to ordering our own stores? So and I guess that's a question that can't be answered, but now I've had the opportunity to ask it. But, very difficult. But I guess people are anxious and unsure about how we morph back into some sort of normal once this is over. And I guess, is it essentially ever going to really be change. Over, or is there things that will be ongoing changes? And they're all questions that we can't answer yet. But
no, and I guess, from my perspective, a few things will stand out, like all of these things, we'll do a lessons learnt. Mm. Yeah, Western Health will do lessons learnt, and you guys will say, from a logistics perspective and a, PPE bit, we learnt a whole lot of stuff and it was good, bad and indifferent. And if we did it again, we'd do it this way or that way. And for me, that's really helpful in terms of our Code Brown plans. So how do we learn and morph into that sort of Code Brown so we don't lose all the knowledge that you guys have gained and we kind of keep it as a part of the live environment? Heaven help us, as Marion showed us before, pandemics are starting to get kind of more regular, scarily enough. So, every 10 years or so they're coming around and it's getting faster. So, we will have to be able to kind of keep the learning that we've learned this time and improve on that for the next one. But I guess also at a state level, they look to do a lessons learned about how did the state procurement work, what could be learned, what was it like beforehand. And I guess for Western Health's perspective, we're a little bit different. And I suppose some of our bigger sister hospitals across the Metro Melbourne are, we've got good supply links and we've got a lot of that sort of resolved. for a number of hospitals across Melbourne and Victoria, that wasn't necessarily the case beforehand. And I guess, you know, like you guys are doing and going, well, who's using what, who needs what, how do we protect the most amount of staff? That was the statewide position about how does the supply get to everywhere so everyone at a high risk is protected, not just a certain number. So I think all those things will go into the melting pot and we'll look at the lessons learned and we'll participate with the state and see where it takes us. But I think it's too early to say what will come out of this because there's still a huge amount of learning being distilled, you know, from all that we've done and probably are still doing, to be honest. You're probably still finding out new and interesting things about PPE. More than you ever thought you'd want to know.
Yeah, definitely some things that we didn't think we'd ever know.
And you'll never forget them.
No, that's true.
So
we dream about PPE.
There you go. You heard it there first. So I guess if there's nothing further, I don't want to keep you from your very important task of either going home or redistributing more PPE or putting the screws back that you've nicked, Andrew.
Got two pockets.
Just in case you find a missing bracket somewhere.
It always come in handy.
But no, I'm going to say a huge thank you for the great work that you've been doing and will continue to do both before in your clinical roles but also in your new and improved lives of PPE kings and queens. So thank you very much. All the very best and stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Russell.
Thanks for listening to the COVID Catch-Ups and please feel free to share any of these episodes with any of your colleagues who you think might be interested.